Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome back to my channel. I know it has been a while since I have recorded, but I have been going through a lot busy in my personal life. So one thing that was a major life change is that my sister passed away. She was placed on hospice and I was her caretaker along with my mother. So she spent her last days in my home. And of course, that was very emotional for me. And so in that moment, in that time of just taking care of her, God really showed himself to be very strong and compassionate and caring in this whole situation. So I want to name this podcast, Who the Son Has Set Free is Free Indeed. Yes, because it feels so good to be free emotionally, spiritually, and physically, right? Free from the bondage of sin, free from bitterness, free from unforgiveness, free from rage, free from sin, right? And so we have to accept the work of the cross that Jesus did while he was here on earth, and God raised him from the dead on the third day to experience this freedom. I want to read a quick scripture right now, and it's from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. And it says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is the NLT version, and I also want to read John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Again, that is the NLT version. And so during this whole experience that I had with my sister while she was on hospice, I really saw the move of God in a way that I have never seen it before. I knew God can do things, and I knew that He heard my prayers, and I knew that He can work things out for your good. But I really understood His character, and I grew in my faith during this whole ordeal with my sister. And so I just want to share a little bit of that with you all to hope that it will encourage you to know that you can let go of all those things that wants to keep you captive in your mind and keep you captive in your heart. And so again, who the Son has set free is free indeed. One thing that my sister said to my mother while she was here with me in my home is that, these are God's people and we cannot not forgive people because that's not what God called us to do. We have to forgive people. And when she said that, it made me think of we are all God's creation, and He will deal with His creation as He sees fit. But what has He commanded us to do, right? We read in Matthew chapter 6, when we read the Lord's Prayer, is that we must forgive in order to be forgiven. And so one thing that really just opened my eyes is how, even in her last days, she realized that even though I was hurt, in certain situations by certain people and all these things, in her lifespan, I have to let go and forgive these people because these are God's people, meaning that these are God's creations and He is going to deal with them as He sees fit. But as for me, I forgive them because I'm not God. And so when she said that, it really solidified the aspect of forgiving, not just before you pass away, but even now, right? As we're living and as we are healthy, forgiving people who have done you wrong and, you possibly never did anything wrong to them, but you still forgive them. The Bible tells us to love our enemies and to pray for those who despitefully use us. And so I always believe the word of God. in that manner. You know, people have done things to me, said things about me, have slandered me, even in my own family, and I have forgiven them. But in this particular case with my sister, it really gave me a new perspective on forgiveness, because when she passed away, you know, unfortunately, when people pass away, there's always some type of drama, whether it's big drama, little drama, medium drama in a family. And for the past 3 years, there has been deaths in my family. So my uncle passed away first, and then my grandfather passed away about 6 months later. And so then now, a year later, after my grandfather passed away, my sister passed away. So during this time when we had these three deaths in my family, you know, there was a lot of back and forth with family members about certain things and this and that. And it just blew up really big to the point where, you know, boundaries were crossed, things were said amongst people and things like that. And so now, when the situation happened with my sister being in hospice and she passed away, and, you know, she was speaking about forgiveness and these things, and I was placed in a situation where I was in a room with family members who, you know, we had a disagreement, you know, I forgave, I let it go, and I just washed my hands of the situation. And so when this particular person and people came into the room where we were all gathered, I really felt the freedom that God speaks about in the Bible. And so I had a smile on my face. I was relaxed. I was intense. I didn't feel any bitterness or any rage. And the Lord started to minister to me. He said, "This is what freedom feels like." And I was like, "Yes." And it feels so good. I never want to let this go. You have truly set me free from rage. You have truly set me free from bitterness. You have truly set me free from unforgiveness. You have truly set me free from all these things that wants to keep me bound. You have set me free from these things. I'm not mad at anyone. Like, I love them. I don't hate them at all. I wish them well. And the Lord started to minister. He says, "Who the Son has set free is free indeed." And so I want to share that with you all. You know, when you really give it to God and you trust His teachings, right? As we just read in the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. Jesus says, "If you believe in Him and you are truly His disciples and you remain faithful to His teachings, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," or "the truth will set you free." And so Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, right? And so if we obey His teachings, we will know the truth. Who is the truth? He is the truth, and the truth will set you free. The Lord has truly set me free. And so I was telling my mom and a few other family members, it feels too good to be free. I refuse to go back to that place of anger. I refuse to go back to that place of disappointment. I refuse to go back to that place of rage or bitterness. That has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with me. That's between that person and God. Once you have apologized, once you have got it right with God and that person, is off for you. Now you have to keep your freedom. So even when the enemy of our souls, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, tries to attack your mind, you know, "But this person said that, and you know, but you were right when you," even if it's true, what does the Bible say? The Bible says to pull down every vain of imagination that exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. We demolish it and we make it submit to Christ's teachings, right? So even if that comes to your mind, but the word of God says we got to do what Jesus did in the wilderness. But it is written, the word of God says this, that I must forgive. So I forgive this person and say it out loud. I forgive them. I pray for them. This is what the word says, to pray for those who despitefully use you. So therefore, Lord, I pray for this person that you will bless them indeed, that you will soften their heart, that you will deliver them. This is how you win the spiritual war that's in your mind and in your heart. It feels really good to be free. And so I said, I can't go back there. Even if that person or those people want to go back there and hold on to that, you see, they're not free. They're tense. They have no peace. But you have the peace that passes all understanding. Why? Because the Son has set you free. So why would you want to go back to that? Don't indulge in that entanglement again, right? This was one scripture. I can't think of the chapter and verse right now, but don't be entangled in all that mess. Again, keep your eyes on Jesus. So this is what I want to say to the people who are listening. Who the Son has set free is free indeed, right? We are free indeed. You could be free from sin. You could be free from sexual immorality. You could be free from fear, anxiety, loneliness, disappointment, whatever it is. Give it to God. Give it to Jesus. Let him know that I accept your word over my feelings. I think I was reading in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. It says, God is greater than our feelings, right? So even if we feel condemned or we feel afraid when we stand before him, God knows everything and he's greater than our feelings. His command to us is, do what I told you to do. Do what I have commanded you to do. Just like Mary told the disciples at the disciples at the wedding party, do what he tells you to do, right? Do what God tells you to do. Don't say, but you don't know what this person did. You don't know. They might have did all of that, and you might be absolutely right in how you feel, but God is righteous and God is more right. And he said that you must forgive, because if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. I believe it's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. It says that forgive one another because you know how God forgave you. So if you still want to hold on, you're calling God's word not true. And so you won't be free. So every time that person's name is mentioned, you get tight in the chest. Every time that person is around you, your heart starts racing. Your body gets tense. Don't you want to be free from all of that? Right? Give it to God. Say, I forgive that person. Even if they live in a low down, dirty life, that's none of your business. That's between them and God. Are you their God? Can you judge them or condemn them, I should say? Can you punish them for what they have done? No, you are not God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are not him. You are not God. Do what he told you to do as his creation. If you claim to be a child of God, if you claim to be a Christian, if you want to experience the kingdom of God, you must do what he says. And one of the things that he says is that we must forgive. We must forgive. He has forgiven us, and we have done a whole bunch of stuff against the Lord, but he has forgiven us when we have accepted his Son, Jesus Christ, and the work that he has done on the cross. And so if he has forgiven you, you must forgive people who have done things to you. You don't want to make it to him and stand before him and he says, no, I told you to forgive and you didn't forgive. So depart from me. You don't want that. So who the Son has set free is free indeed. Don't you want to be free? My freedom cost me too much. And what I mean by that is that there's been many nights of prayer and tears and fasting to get this freedom. I had to crucify my flesh to get this freedom. And so because your flesh wants you to justify the way that you feel, but God is greater than our feelings. And so I would just want to encourage you that you can be free. Free indeed. And when you're free indeed, God will give you all that you desire. If you abide in him and he abides in you, you can ask what you will and it will be given unto you. But you have to obey his teachings, right? You have to be faithful to who he is. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you all for listening and watching. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I will talk to you guys in the comments. Bye.